The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now. petersofkensington.com.au.
4 minutes away from seven, John Adley filling in for Adam Gilchrist this morning. Hi there, John.
Hi, good morning, Chris.
Plenty of sackings as the new government takes shape.
Yep, that was it. Theresa May's first full day, of course, as Prime Minister. She appointed some of the big names to the cabinet before she went to bed last night, and she spent pretty much the whole of today appointing her new cabinet. Only four cabinet members are in the same job, so this has been pretty brutal, as you'd expect. She just wants to distance herself a little bit from David Cameron, stamp her own mark on things. My goodness, she's done that. Sackings, as you mentioned. I think the most noteworthy one today was Michael Gove being sacked as Justice Secretary. He's the guy that stabbed Boris Johnson in the back by backing him as Tory leadership contender right up until the last minute and said, actually, I'm going to withdraw my support and stand myself. So I think he's been punished for that. He is out. And, of course, he campaigned to leave the European Union. Having said that, Theresa May has brought in quite a few people that supported leaving the European Union as well. The most notable one, of course, that we had last night was Boris Johnson as Foreign Secretary. So heavy on Brexiteers, also women as well, lots of promotions for women. And she's just trying to unite the party, really, after all the deep splits emerged during the EU referendum campaign. And she's also spoken to European leaders. She's obviously going to try and build bridges with them. And she says that she hopes that the preparations for leaving the European Union will be conducted in a constructive and positive spirit. I don't know whether the other European leaders will agree with that.
Yeah, he's wishing. Boris Johnson, I love the Daily Mirror headline, Dear World, Sorry. He's spoken about his new role as Foreign Secretary, has he?
Yeah, he has. He looked really chuffed. I think he's had to pinch himself, as indeed we all have, to be fair, Chris, that Boris Johnson's Foreign Secretary. Not quite sure what Theresa May's up to there. Perhaps she's got a secret tactic that, you know, will reveal itself later. I think people are hoping that he doesn't mess up, obviously, because he's now going to be very much talking to other European leaders. And he is a little bit gaffe-prone. Remember, he said about President Barack Obama, he had an ancestral dislike of the UK because of his part Kenyan heritage. And he said of Hillary Clinton, she had a steely blue stare like a sadistic nurse in a mental hospital. We were all reminded of those gaffes today, but he was playing it serious today. He said he's spoken to the US Secretary of State, John Kerry. He's been talking to other European leaders as well. And he says it's all going to be okay. And he says, don't worry about leaving the European Union, because it doesn't mean we're going to sever our relations with European countries. If anything, they're going to be improved and intensified. So we'll see what Boris makes of the job.
And very quickly, London's famed Oxford Street, going car and bus free.
Yes, arguably the world's most famous shopping street. More than 4 million people use it every week. At the moment, buses and taxis go up and down all the time. Cars are allowed at certain times of the day. It's all going to end, but not until 2020. They'll do it in two stages, but it's all part of the London Mayor's bid to improve air quality and make Oxford Street a far safer and more pleasant place to visit and shop.
Yes, some similar changes here in Sydney as well. Good on you, John. Much appreciated.